This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Hey, it's Gunner. You're listening to Steel City Music, steelcitymusic.ca, online, and all the other fun stuff. Coming up in this hour, we are going to hear from some Paul Westerberg, some Sugar, some Ramona, some Dead Soft, Salt. He said Salt. He's an idiot. Dead Soft, some Navy, Old Navy, of course. But starting things off 2021 on this edition of Steel City Music. You know him, you love him. Possibly one of the cool rock acts out of Hamilton Dunville. Some Don Vale, Pulse of Disappearing. Drum ending right there. Bamp. Hey, Steel City Music, thanks for tuning in once again. Your host, Gunner, here. We have an interview with Flozes coming up later on in the hour, but taking us there, I announced earlier what will be in this set of music, and I put together some, like, kind of like a rock vibe. You will hear from some Paul Westerberg, of course, Beach Slang, which is a direct influence from Paul Westerberg and the Replacements, Sugar, of course, Ramona, old Ramona from a Toronto Hamilton band, now is like Droids Osaka, and I think we're later on the show we'll spin a track from them as well. Dead Salt, I said it again, I screwed it up again, Dead Soft with the track Blue Sky. But kicking things off, one of my favorite tracks that I think I might build into the intro for the radio show. Taken from the CNC music disc. God, I love this track. Addicted. Clearly. Some Navy for you. What a ditty. On Steel City Music.
Around my head, a circle to separate myself from the tell that you're trying to find a reason to hate me. Been there before, but I don't care anymore. Been there before, but I don't wanna hate anymore. It brings me down. I found trying to get on top of the brings you down.
The kids had read about us from the English press. Because the country's small, the press is real powerful over there.
The Ramones ignited London. First, their record had already done so.
Inspired by the Ramones and the Pistols, four squatters living in an abandoned building formed their own band. They called themselves The Clash.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Come my way. The problem is that the music might reflect the behavior, attitudes, values of those in the 18 or older bracket. However, when that music is listened to by 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, and 10-year-olds, it moves from the area of being a reinforcer and an encourager into the role of educator. And many of these young children are being educated in these things before they have any kind of frame of reference to properly put it in.
As a policy guide for the individual companies.
I believe that most people in the United States are smart enough to realize that if a parent does not want their children to hear objectionable material, they have many alternatives. One, don't buy a record at all. Two, shop in the children's section. Get your 8 or 9-year-old child a Smurf record or something like that. Three, buy instrumental music. Have you ever thought of letting your children hear jazz or classical music?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
And that you are. Big stretches for the guy in front of the microphone. All right. So, back in December sometime, I think it was around like, I don't know, middle of December, I was doing a series of interviews, and you can see them on Steel City Music. We wrapped up our last show on the 18th in regards to playing mixed music and interviews, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, I put together a Christmas show, which I got some good feedback. People enjoyed all the different styles of Christmas music and the clips that I put in there, because I put in a whole bunch of movie clips of great Christmas films that you would remember if you've seen them over and over again, which you did. Of course, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and some other ones, you know, the Christmas movie where the kid puts his tongue on the pole and you're going to shoot your eye out and all the other fun stuff, right? So I mixed that in there and I think I even put some Die Hard in there, did I? Which is still considered a Christmas movie. A lot of debate over that. But I guess we'll just let that happen down the line for others to debate next year. Hopefully 2022, folks, we can get out of this horrible COVID pandemic vibe and come out looking sweet on the end of this. I'm really looking forward to the vaccine rollout and people getting some sort of new normal, I guess, of us being able to go out, say hello, hug a loved one, that sort of thing. So very super excited about this vaccine that is happening. So like I was saying earlier, I did a series of interviews and you're going to hear them throughout the show. Kay Triggs, Garrett LaJoie, Matt Jelly as well, from the Jelly Brothers. He's part of this show as well. So you can find all the interviews on steelcitymusic.ca, and of course you can hear them here on the show. That's from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. on The Hawk. Now, Flozes was a dude that I got confused with, because back in March, there was him and another guy that I was supposed to interview before the pandemic, and I got so confused. I'm like, well, I got to get these interviews. I mean, I don't feel right not chatting with these guys, because I said I was going to have them up at the station, that sort of thing, right? So I was replying to emails, and I got him confused with someone else. But I set up the interview, and we had ourselves a nice little chat, and he strikes me as a dude that's really organized and really wants to make sure that everyone checks out his stuff. So I discovered most of that, like you will, in the interview. Now, you can check him out on Facebook. He has a Facebook page called It Flows Us as well. Little Vision Bandcamp as well. Brody jweld at gmail.com for collabs, that kind of thing. And he also has Linktree with all of his Instagram, everything all collectively together with everything at Flozes. Okay, so chill out, listen to his music. It's pretty cool. I dug it. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say here, except that I really, 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 really want to interview more hip hop artists. I feel that I just don't get a chance to speak to enough people in that genre. So hit me up at steelcitymusic.ca contact form, and I'd love to have a chat and expose your music to the listening audience. Without further ado, here's Flozes on Steel City Music. Hey, my next guest is someone that I've been trying to figure out. I got him confused with another gentleman because I'm old. That's what it is. I'm old, Flozes. I'm very old some days. And I've been trying to catch up on past interviews of 2020 And he was someone that I was supposed to talk to, but that I didn't get a chance to talk to because the whole pandemic hit. But finally, we're getting around to chatting and everything. On the line with me right now is Flozis out of Hamilton, Ontario. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
Hey, thanks for having me, Gunnar. Yeah. And, hey, don't call yourself old, man. I can hear the youthful energy in your voice.
Oh, I thought that was just the coffee and medication, but that's cool. I'm glad that you said that. That's super. You put out Hilroy and Flozis back in August, but you have a new single out right now called Smoke for the Soul. Tell us about Smoke for the Soul.
So in the immediate wake of that album with Hilroy, after me and him rolled that out, we had both been networking with a local Hamilton artist called Vinny A.
Okay.
Quite a bit. And Smoke for the Soul was one of two tracks that Vinny and I sort of cobbled together. And they were the tracks that made us think, hey, we should make a project together.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the first single. It's the final track on the album, which is coming out December 18th.
December 18th. Okay. Now with those two, you're releasing the Smoke for the Soul. This just because of the you had such a good time doing the previous album, the Hilroy and Flozis one. Like that's where you got everything from. Like it was like such a good vibe.
So the project with Hilroy, I guess it did kind of show me that I could have a successful remote collaboration project. I mean, Vinny's like almost blocks away from me. He's not that remote, but like with any collab album, you're investing a lot in one other person and a large span of time, right? Nope. So yeah, I'd say sorry. Coming out of the Hilroy and Flozis project, I definitely was more intrigued about doing a collaborative album. I didn't plan on doing another one this year, but that's how it goes, man.
When you say you didn't plan on doing one, do you always? Up to doing the duo album, you released the Father Flozis and very, very good too, and the Carousel, which is all dating back starting around 2015. What was your process before the duo of putting everything together? Like, was it the writing aspect you did first, or did you do everything off of beats? And you know, what were the influences behind those?
Great question. The origin of that last project, actually, I've known Hilroy since I started rapping. So this project, like us doing an album together, has been talked about since probably 2014.
Jesus.
And actually, yeah. Like it's almost like it's a running joke for him and I that we actually got it done over this last year. Cause it was starting to become this, like, you know, between the two of us, like this detox Dr. Dre situation. Right.
Right.
But yeah, one of the songs on that album, it's called Shrimp Platter. The original demo for that song dates back to 2014. Obviously, we re-recorded it and remixed it and made a new track, basically. But a duo like you've never seen. That album was, I think, part of my... I'm trying to really plan things out properly now. Sure. Like, you know, you can... I'm a dad. I've got an actual, like, full-time job, too. So, like, the only way that I can put out music at the quality and the consistency that I want is with, like, very careful planning.
Right.
So a duo had a lot of planning, man. We had like Google Drive charts and scheduled promo. We were doing things months out and very, very anticipated.
Did that take anything away from the vibe of working on something? Is like pre-planning is everything, like you just said, you know, and having a kid and everything, you have to plan everything. But even without the other aspects of your life influencing what you're doing creatively, does pre-planning everything to a point take away for you the fun of doing a project?
That's a little bit. I mean, it's more like I think a lot of musicians know the struggle of you have your exciting new demo 30,000 times by the time everyone else gets to hear it for the first time. Right. So like you in that respect, you kind of merit, like when you've got eight different like subfolders on your computer for each week of promotion, actually executing it feels a little bit more mechanical, but you still get the same reward. It's just distance. Like people still engage with you about it and suddenly it kind of feels fresh to you again. Like I know that the first two tracks on Running on Diesel, mm-hmm. like I've heard them both so much. They're two of my favorite tracks that I've put out in quite a while. And so Vinny and I both have been listening to them just like on loop. But I know that once it comes out, I'm going to have them stuck in my head for another month.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I think you just made yourself mental to a point.
Yeah, I don't know either anymore, man. I'm just like, it's a closed circuit loop. It's all Flozis all day.
Well, yeah, I think you well, but having said that, does that not make you just a little bit overcritical of what you're doing when you look at stuff that you've done in the past where you're like, oh, I could do that better, or oh, you know, especially if you're listening to something all the time, you're like, going, oh, why didn't I do it this way?
You know what? I try not to be like that. I think if you let yourself succumb to that mentality too much, you end up not putting things out. And I make music like so compulsively that I would have such a backlogged amount of music never getting out if I were being like absurdly critical about it. So like I've got a standard,
right?
But I think I realized this year that, you know, at a certain point you need to say to yourself like, okay, do I really need to give my mixing guy another like an eighth round of revisions, or is it possible that maybe I'm just too in my head about it? You know, right. So I draw that line more quickly now.
How does it work for you now? I think we are 8 months into this COVID pandemic now.
Ooh.
Is it 8 months or 9 months? I've kind of lost track. I know.
I'm trying not to count.
Yeah, I know they're distributing a 2-part vaccine here in Canada right now, so which is great. But how does it work for an artist like yourself? Were you always the type of artist that like to do some odd shows and get some feedback, or would that carry like any sort of inspiration for your music, or just like were you just strictly, I'm just like going to be a studio guy even before the pandemic?
The latter, the last option for sure, man. It like my whole, the whole way that I make music, my whole methodology and the way I approach it, like I'm such a domestic studio head that it's like I was primed for this. So
sure.
It really wasn't, honestly, there was kind of like a bit of a positive impact in that it pushed a lot more people into my sphere of creation. I think like I had a hard time finding Hamilton musicians to network with. And then suddenly because of COVID directly, everybody is in the same sphere. There's suddenly everyone showing up on Instagram and on Facebook in the same little circles, and
yeah,
that helped a lot.
Yeah. Well, I always, it's funny because I've always had this conversation about the Hamilton music community or scene. I always have a bit of an argument in my own brain. Is it a community or is it a scene? Because a scene kind of goes away and comes back, but a community always stays. We have limited venues here for people to play in. And I don't find enough. Personally, because, you know, I mean, I made the joke earlier that I'm a little bit older, but I find that that it is kind of valid to a point that a lot of the music isn't crossing as much as it should on a live show. Like, I'm not seeing live shows that have hip hop, rock, you know, that kind of thing. Like, where it was, like, because there was a certain, to me, there's a certain amount of excitement when I was younger when we used to have high energy rock bands with hip hop artists performing together, you know, and it's kind of like what I find in Hamilton now is that everything can be so segmented, even on a bill, you know. It's just like,
yeah,
here's an indie artist and another indie artist and then another kind of a rock band, but like where's the hip hop artist, where's the rap artist, you know?
Yeah,
sort of thing.
I've done one show in Hamilton to date. It was like 5 years ago at Homegrown Hamilton, and it was Hilroy and I, and
man,
we performed,
yeah,
in between rock acts, I think, or like indie acts kind of.
Yeah.
I'm at this weird point right now in this year, actually, where like at the start of the year, part of why, and prior to that, part of why I didn't have much of an interest in local live performance as an artist was that I was kind of getting my buzz going on the internet. Right. So it's like, who's going to come out to see me? But now I'm at this point in the year where like, I could fill a small venue. I've gotten enough local people, you know, on board, listening, sort of tuned in, that the potential's there and I can't realize it. And that's actually just become a recent frustration. Like, some of my peers actually were, just before the second wave hit, there was a couple little hip hop shows being planned and the axe fell down. They got turned into like, you know, Twitch events or whatever.
Right, right. Is that something that you're considering coming in the new year of 2021? Because as you just said, I mean, a lot of this stuff is online. You've kind of, you're kind of in the right area of your expertise when it comes to like, can't do the live thing, but you can do a studio Twitch thing where you do a performance.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I'm kind of, I worry about like the quality standard. I would hate for that, you know, to try and execute that. And like, while you know, I've got the music side on lock. I'm learning that it's a whole new beast to try and like deliver a digital performance to people to the same standard that they want. Right. So I'd beat myself up if I jumped into that too soon. I want to learn more about it for sure.
That has been a bit of an anxiety for a lot of artists that I've spoken to over the last 8 months when we did make the, okay, we're going to shut the live venues down. All right, well, let's jump over to Zoom. Let's go jump over to this and we'll try what Zoom is. And because of the lack of knowledge, you know, you would have people going, okay, well, am I performing far enough? Can you hear everything on my laptop that's streaming to you? And it's just like, you're doing this through a laptop, Mike.
Yeah.
isn't there anything called like a nuance to your music where you kind of lose everything? You're like, okay. Oh,
literally everything though. Me and Hilroy did a live stream together for our album back in September. And yeah, he freestyled on the live stream with the speaker behind him. And like, well, you know, we're into it at the time. We thought it was going great. And I look back at the footage to edit some clips and it was like, you can't hear a goddamn thing. It is just awful distortion, ear bleeding. Like, yeah. Tried, but
yeah, that is, I compare that to that idea when you're with like all your buddies and you go, well, if you put all of the vodka into the watermelon, it's just going to get us drunker quicker. It'll be great.
Yeah. And you're it's like, isn't that positive?
Let's just do that. Yeah. I know it's only a bag of weed, but I think we could all smoke this. This will be a great idea. You know?
Yeah, man.
And then you're like, you're 15, you wake up, you're like, oh no.
What have I done?
And
there's a reason there's not an 11 on the dial.
That's a great line right there. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music. I'm talking to Flozes right now. He has a new single out called Smoke for the Soul. And so you can check out his back catalog on Bandcamp. The debut of this is coming out on December 18th. Of course, when people hear this interview, it'll be in January, but go check out his music. Sir, thank you for taking the time to have a chat with us this afternoon. December 18th, you're putting out Smoke for the Soul. It was the first single. When in the Google Drive's calendar do you have it lined up for the second single?
So you know what? I think we're actually, at this point, the album is this Friday, so it's like 5 days from the point of this interview, 4 days. Yeah. But I was gonna say we're doing a deluxe album, which will probably be late January. So there's a teaser. That's gonna be like 6 or 7 additional tracks. Hey, this is Flozes, rapper and producer from Hamilton. You can check me out on all major streaming platforms. You could probably find me on your smart fridge. Hey, I could tell that you're mad and you're jealous when you smell this gas, you and Helen. Hey, I can't think straight, what I was supposed for. If I ain't got my mind right, then I'm loco. I won't go nowhere before smoke. I don't know when I won't smoke no more. Smoke, I'ma need a boatload. Hit the green, look funny, that's no joke. Then you roll the blunt, man, I hope so. Now I'm on the hunt for a Philly with the smoke. All I really want is a Russian green backwood. Can't roll bush, I could only ever pack up. And if they ever hating on a smoke, it's cause it got. They ain't never smoke a blunt at this, only rock us. Live without good smoke. I shouldn't laugh, start a joke. Fuck it, I'ma roll another one to help my mind go. That's how I go. The rapper getting faded for the symphony. I made it for the overture. I need some water instantly. I fathered every local weed rapper. I'm the god bud. Cool strains running through my hot blood. Yeah, looking to pack the bowl up. Ain't no fruit flavor on my lips. I'm licking the roll up. Told my wifey, hold up. Patience is a virtue, man. That Philly got me woke. Young Flo and Vinny on the track. Call that smoke. Yeah, hey, I can't think straight. What else? Smoke. If I ain't got my mind right, then I'm loco. I won't go nowhere before smoke. I don't know when I won't smoke no more. Smoke, I'ma need a boatload. Hit the green, look funny, that's no joke. Did Vinny roll the blunt, man, I hope so. Now I'm on the hunt for a Philly with the smoke. Hey, I could tell that you're mad and you're jealous. When you smell this gas, you inhale it. If the cops ask, I would never sell it. In my green potpourri, over me, you can smell it. Hey, ask for a hit, that's a no-no. Right in your face, I blow smoke. I can't lie, I'm too big for this song. Shorty, bake me a cake, I'ma eat when I'm done. Like I'm praying to the higher up. Smoke all in my eyes like I need to call a fire truck. Lately I've been climbing, my plants are ambitious. All of my grams are delicious. Man, if it come from my plants, I'm malicious. I'd rather have shatter cause I ain't superstitious. OJ in the bladder, flow be zoning out like what's the matter. Smoked all the snacks from the platter. Yeah, higher than a mountain. Higher than the water out the top of city fountains. Higher than my high ass is capable of counting. I mean counting on some great tree. Higher than the salary that still evades me.
Higher than a bucket hat. Sitting on the head of Vinny, yeah, you know they fuck with that. Higher than the tops of the trees, no lie. I've been counting Phillies like it's 3, 4, 5, like it's 3. I can't think straight. Hey, I can't think straight. What else smoke for? If I ain't got my mind right, then I'm loco. I won't go nowhere before smoke. I don't know when I won't smoke no more. Smoke, smoke, I'ma need a boatload. Hit the green, look funny, that's no joke. Then you roll the blunt, man, I hope so. Now I'm on the hunt for a Philly with the slow smoke.
All I really want is a Russian green backwood. Can't roll a bush, I could only ever pack hood. And if they ever hating on a smoke, it's cause it's grass. They ain't never smoke a blunt of this, only whack woods. I can't live without the smoke. I shouldn't laugh, start a joke. Fuck it, I'ma roll another one to help my mind cope.
I've always had bars under wraps like they're mummies. The Valley of the Kings is where I'm from, you can't touch me. I am King Tutski. Wandered in the desert, found refuge. A recreated rap from just some sand in a test tube. Blood's so cold, I'm a lobster. Ate upon shrimp, so I'm a bona fide mobster. Pop the switch, flip on a pale kid. That's a stale fish, pro skating Ruben, put your head in a tailspin. I dig it, the Creole, I triple it. When I chip it, I'm lifted. But I'm dugging and sifting through the bugs of my wrist. It's inheritable, written, understandable. I form sounds from my lower mandible. Get them while I'm venomous, this verse will be the antidote. I'm spaced out in Canada, but still expandable. Not keeping the planetary straight, sanitary scares me. And I'm barely self-aware unless somebody dares me to be. So no filter use, enough winter blues. Now Andy Coop's always calling for interviews. I'm so into you, can't help it. Ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt sick. I ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt sick. Yeah, I ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt sick. I ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt sick.
Right, I got verses in the vault these days, and they crave the cracker like a saltine craze. It's Mr. Young, only getting slow ovations based. Still happy rapping about crustaceans. Hey, I made spawn like cod. That's a fish joke or an Activision nod. Don't be acting like God, this is a humble man's story.
We're doing it right, there's only up to go.
Cut back on the fluff to buffer that glory.
And that's a bit of advice from Mr. Beautiful Flow.
And I've been hiding away, but I ain't that sorry. Up in the room off of the kitchen, spitting verses to a click, dropping pens, and my friends been asking me what's the matter. Ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt sick. I ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt sick. Yeah, I ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt sick.
I ate a shrimp platter of shit rappers until I felt
probably didn't know this, but I actually swapped out my mic for just a red delicious apple. I just post it right on the screw tip. The waxy skin vibrates like a phonograph just in the right way that if you put a cone of paper around it. You probably don't know this. I actually record just with a Granny Smith apple. The skin, fuck me.
A sectional and waited 2 months for that. But when I sat, I had novel ideas. Flows us on his ass most days, so I'm glad Flo paid for no crap. You gon' get an IKEA. You should see the curvature. The stitching got me rapping about my furniture. The texture's so good, I'm on a lecture. You learning? Okay, I might segue to Ottomans. New duvet still in the bag that I got it in. Tomorrow night I might invite the Pope. I got dimmer lights, candles, and my home decor dope. Like little white sandals, how I built my own Rome. My palace be my home, and my chalice overflow. Well, this domestic rap. So they gon' say I'm out of breath, I'm at my best, in fact. I kept it fun, and through my run, I made the jester laugh. I'm on Gianni, and I used to be on Pendergrass. Poppy from the special class, hey.
I got dimmer lights, candles, and my home decor dope. From my home decor dope, now I might invite the Pope. I got dimmer lights, candles, and my home decor
dope. My home decor dope, well, this domestic rap.
Candles in my home decor dope. Ditch, got me rapping about my furniture.
Domestic rap.
Candles in my home decor dope. My home decor dope. My home decor dope.
Look, I flex on them like a hexagon. Paid for every check like a champ at the restaurant. Then they all bounce, then I do the same. I'm probably the cheapest damn rapper in the game. Hey yo, I take credit, I never said it. I put a rumor in my rhyme and then I
I spread it. I'm a hustler. Like if you got cards, I'm a shuffler. Prone to cut quarters on a bar for a customer. Roam the floor and let me brag about my home decor. Yours is fly, but mine is if you've really flown before. Broken clocks, rusty pots, we're a crusty lot. The small stain on the couch is a trusty spot. Shit closets, water drips from the faucet. Toss the keys and I lost the deposit. Hey yo, I really broke in, I'm just squatting here. And when I leave it, I'll be gone, but not forgotten, dear.
I got dimmer lights, candles.
Let me brag about my home decor.
My home decor, though. I'm already in the pub. I got news, guys. It's all I'm honest if you really flow before.
My home decor, though. My home decor, though. This domestic rap. Let me brag about my home decor.
Just ditch, 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 ditch.
Got me rap about my furniture. Domestic rap. Candles
in my home decor, though.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Picked up my thesaurus and I sat upon my chair. Let me explain, doing this has never been a neck pain. Nothing like my daughter when she pulled my beard hair. They told me beware, oh you there, oh you married. Apparently it varies if that shit gon' make you smile. I guess I made a liar out, them fires on their derriere. I ain't even worried about myself in quite a while. Yeah, I'm Mr. Young, tracks on a Wednesday. I don't call my friends up, barely got a weekend. So I'ma set my pens up and get up on that wave like I'm surfing now. Put the power to the paper like I'm working now.
Look, Gilroy's in the back. Man, be on hyperdrive. Wipers going crazy. Flow beyond diaper time. Type of rhymes and shit bars. I took a joke a bit far, but flows this has training wheels, knee pads, and wrist guards. Never think that it would be the right time. But Dad said, right rhymes are those that keep you loving for a lifetime. Float upon a beat. I'm a slow waxing on a moon. Notably unknown to lonely ox core fraud. But if it's left up to me, I'd be righteous. But Hilly was a crisis. And flows this was a flight risk. Wasn't trying to fight, just bringing some harmonies. The crew was so ill that it was with him at the farm. Yo, the health plan was varsity. Now I pay for every pill. America's so righteous without healthcare in the treasury bill. You're trying to cop it, you can bop, twist it, pull it. Need another reason, let me listen with some bullets. Bop.
They can make a bop, but they can't like this. They can shoot it from the top, but your mans might miss. I'ma drop all my best hits like nothing. Yes, I am blessed like I am righteous. They can make a track, but they can't like us. I got Hilly in the back.
Hold your breath. This is a big release. Full twist, Sinkovic in the straight position. That's one. Stolder. Hop full turn. Needs a good dismount. Winds up, kicks into the air, wraps in, double twisting, double.
If I'm an athlete, I'll wrap in the skills. Back flipping on the bars, wrapping all his gifts at your last Christmas. A gold medal at the last Olympics. Flowing healing space, chiseled in the hills around Mount Olympus. But now I'm out of practice. So I tripped on the track list and now I got fat lips. I took a hit, then passed it. But now I'm an elastic, trying to do some rap gymnastics. Yo, I know that
young hill ain't a bopper, I ain't stopping though. I swim in mall fountains, take the coins and bring the copper home. The crew really sent me cause the war chest be empty. So at Costco I sample all the audio, but now I need to pay, so it's adios. John Gotti, I'm the Don, but I got the wrong body with the stacks breaking back. It's the Bellagio. No joke, we bring the smoke like I got the long shotty. Hey yo, your boy Roy Sporty with the quick wit. The body of the Christ got him looking like a bishop with a biscuit. Stained from the grassroots and trained like a caboose. I'm swinging from the rafters. Am I nuts or a cashew? A yahoo, constantly disruptive in the classroom. Disgusting as a baboon and generally bad news. A bad dude, just a single tattoo. Before a sample hit the trampoline and then I'll bounce if I have
to. If I'm an athlete, I'm a rap gymnast. Back flipping on the bars, rapping on his gifts at your last Christmas. A gold medal at the last Olympics. Flowing Healy's face, chiseled in the hills around Mount Olympus. But now I'm out of practice, so I tripped on the track list and now I got fat lips. I know you hit it and passed it, but now I'm an elastic, trying to do some rap gymnastics.
I've been reading Steinbeck for the brevity, so they gon' find my pearls from Odessa to Yosemite. I seen a sick world and showed up with a remedy. Stretch, bench press, and deadlift some levity. We be more limber than the enemy. Herbal flip, hurdle this, word McFlurry into your purse lips. I work the calories off, so don't pressure me. I'll go take a rest when I rest in peace. City keys know that my fingertips chalky. I can walk a tightrope from Alberta to Milwaukee. Blows us in the clubhouse, hilly on the walkie-talkie. Song about gymnastics, I'm too cold to play hockey. Yeah. Back to grade two, set up a rhyme and they accolade you. Flowing hill, beating and skiing, balancing grades too. Little leagues, but the form was tremendous. Took them 20 years to figure out how to blend it.
If I'm an athlete, I'm a rap gymnast. Back flipping on the bars, rapping artist gifts at your last Christmas. A gold medal at the last Olympics. Flowing Healy's face, chiseled in the hills around Mount Olympus. But now I'm out of practice, so I tripped on the track list and now I got fat lips. I took a hit and passed it, but now I'm an elastic.
You're listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
All right. Tingly, a tingly. Who feels all a tingly? I feel tingly. I always get this way when I hear the intro to this song. It's one of my personal favorites, and I've probably spun it in the past, and you've heard me say the same thing every time. It's just what I do. I'm one of those people stuck in a loop. Garrett LaJoie interview coming up later, and some cool music, and I'll tell you all about that in just a little bit.